Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day two of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is James, the first chapter, the second through the seventh verses. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Unwavering in Faith. What do you expect when you pray? When we pray with earnest expectation, we're exercising our faith. The earnest prayers of people walking in step with God can produce powerful results, and the most earnest prayers come from us recognizing our need for God. There can be a natural tendency to shrink back when praying for the seemingly impossible, but we must remember that nothing is impossible with God. If we know the promises that God has given us and understand His character and the principles by which He works, we can pray with confidence and trust Him for the answer. The King James Version of the Bible refers to it as being unwavering in your faith. What has caused you to waver in your expectation with God? James reminds us that faith and wavering are actually contradictory. He says, nothing wavering. Know that God never wavers in His love for you. You can trust Him completely. What are you trusting God for in this season? How can you line up your expectations with the Word of God when you pray? Find promises in His Word that answer your need and write them down today. Let us pray. Lord, please help me to stand firm in my faith as I walk with You. You're my strong tower. I know I can trust in You. Guard and renew my mind, body, soul, and spirit in Christ Jesus according to Your will. May each one line up with the Word of God. May my life be filled with faith and expectation that You're working all things out for good. Give me faith to move mountains, knowing that You've promised to do the impossible, so that You may be glorified. May my life, my thoughts, and expectations reflect Yours, my King and my God. And finally, Father, I pray that You will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, Your supernatural favor, and a close personal relationship with You. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's Word and pray mightily. So our suggested meditation scriptures for today are James, the first chapter, second through the seventh verses, Matthew 17:20, Romans 8:28, and Romans 12:2. God bless you. And we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with Him. Write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.